Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Okay, so we always start the show with something positive, a happy way to start the day.
Yeah, just something smooth to get your life going.
Little victory. Listen to your Barry White voices back in a good way.
My bad. We good.
No, I like the Barry White voice. Bring it back.
No, I normally animate my voice a little bit more. Yeah, not for real.
All right, I like it. I like that Barry White.
Victory. I could just talk like I talk, but then I just sound monotone.
It has sound today.
What is that? What is that, for real?
That is a bunch of coffee mugs I was going to throw out. And then I thought, why not take him to the office and recycle like a good person, Allie?
You brought me coffee mugs?
I know. I brought them for everybody, actually.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know what? You're welcome. There's four in there. There's four.
You can have one to put in the office, but I'll take three.
My little victory is I cleaned a lot during spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And during that cleaning, there was a plethora of coffee mugs I got rid of. So I've brought them in, the little victories, to help everyone in the office.
And honestly, the little victory is that we needed it, man. I'd be looking for mugs sometimes, and if it wasn't for the homie Bella having given us mugs, there would not be any mugs in the studio.
Do you know why there's no mugs in the kitchen?
Why?
Because I threw them out.
Oh, yes.
Remember when I got mad at the guy who wouldn't clean up after himself, so I started throwing out dirty dishes every day until there were no dishes left?
Big ups, Bart.
Yeah, and now he's long gone, so I'm replenishing the coffee cups. You're welcome.
Now they can come back.
You're welcome.
So you did. You never threw them out. You took them home.
No, those I threw are the them ones out. You took no, home. These are ones I bought like a dummy, and now I'm bringing them back to replenish because I threw everything away when I got mad.
All right.
Little victories.
Little victories, baby.
Yeah.
Mine is, you know, it's a refreshing start to the day.
Yes.
I think it was a long weekend. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but we had a long weekend, and getting back in, it's like, all right, let's go.
Let's go. You ready to do this?
I'm ready to do this.
Let's go. Monday morning. Wake up. Let's go.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we always come in on Monday and talk about what we did this weekend. I wish I had something exciting to tell you, DZ, but I don't. It was a lot of spring cleaning. a lot of working out and a lot of spring cleaning, and that was it.
I feel like that's enough to say.
Well, I ate a lot this week.
Bonus.
Even though I still eat keto, I ate way too many keto sweets, let me tell you. And it's getting a little chunky back here, dude. So it's time to hit the gym, DZ. I got a little crazy with the food.
Wasn't that the point of the BBL?
No, the gym wasn't even catching up with how many Quest bars I was eating this week.
You was on one.
I was shoving food in my mouth. I was out of control. I really was out of control this week with my food.
I think it was good, though. You know, I think you had almost like a reset, recharge.
Something.
And I don't know, like a refresh for whatever you wanted to do because
I need it.
We was on one and we was on vacation, right? The air quotes of vacation.
True.
Think you got to live how you want to live. And if you cleaned, you worked out still.
I want to feel good about myself. The only thing I truly got done at the house is I painted the pergola in my backyard on the like 80 degree day.
You painted?
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to paint. That's crazy that you said that. Dang, bro, I'm mad you did and I didn't.
I got on a
ladder.
Now
I'm going to go home and paint.
I got on a ladder. I painted it and I moved on with my life. So that was the one exciting thing I got done. I painted something this week.
Again, refreshing.
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend or spring break week, I should say?
Well, I mean, spring break week is more of like a spring break weekend-ish thing.
Yeah.
Because we did a weekend trip to Louisville, took the family. It was our first full family vacation with both boys, the wife, right? My mom came along. And
was the drive okay?
The drive was fine.
Okay.
I actually didn't mind the drive to Louisville. It was great.
Owen and Hudson went.
Yeah.
So I would love to compare your stories on the show at some point.
It's different when you're driving. I'll just say that. How's that?
Yeah.
This is way different when you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a nice little trip.
Yeah.
We came back. Also, just kind of hung out at home.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't sweep for 2-3 days. And then when I finally swept, I looked at that floor and went, ugh.
Oh, and you got little kids, too. It's disgusting.
And three pets.
Yep. Yeah.
Never doing that again.
3 days. I go 3 weeks.
Bruh,
you've been to my house.
I will post a picture of that floor because I swept it up and went, ain't no way we live here. This is not our house. Nope, this
kid
is not our house.
My kid touch the ground like
that. Oh, Lord, we let him pick up snacks and eat them off the floor like this. Oh, God.
And that's why that's why he's never sick. That's why he's always sick.
That's why he's always sick, more like it, bro. I thought the micro bacteria helped. I guess we're giving him macro bacteria.
Oh, gross. All right, what'd you guys do this weekend? Okay, never mind.
Never mind, bro. I worked a lot. I worked a lot. That's what I did this weekend.
You worked. I worked out and I ate. Ate workout. I tried to catch up with the eating and it didn't work. So
I don't hear anything wrong. It sounds like an equal compromise, fam. You know what I'm saying? Like you keep trying to say something like you did something that I don't agree with.
Fair enough. Let me open the text and the voice messages and we're going to talk to you guys next because I want to know what everybody did this weekend. 414-533-1037. DZ, he went to Louisville and then he worked a lot, had a sick kid.
Mm-hmm.
I painted one thing in my house and ate more than I worked out and now I'm starting over. It's like January 1st for me.
We back, baby!
We're back! What'd you do? We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so I was doing that thing for DZ where I was like, do I look any different? And he's like, no.
No.
And I was like, oh, okay. Bah. Yeah. Good talk.
So you notice anything about me? I'm like, you got a haircut? I don't know. Stand up, spin around. Did you get the tattoo and not take me? Because that's the next problem.
No tattoo until fall. And I mean that.
All right.
All right. So what did you do this weekend? I want to go to Kelly in Sussex because she's going to make us feel bad about our lives.
I already know, man.
Just trust me when I say
this. Do we
have to? Yes, we have to.
Fine.
Talking about what you did over the weekend. Oh, let me open the text.
Oh, quick weekend trip. Quick getaway.
I was so excited to see you after spring break being gone a week, DZ. I didn't even open the text. I was talking to you off the air.
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Kelly.
Oh, we got text.
Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, fam.
I'm remembering where all the buttons are.
For real.
How to do our job again this morning, Kelly.
Same.
What did you do over the weekend and get ready to feel bad, DZ?
I drank lots of wine and saw the Statue of David in Italy.
Oh, just a quick weekend getaway.
Aren't you fancy?
Well, it was a little longer than that, but yes.
That's cool, though, man.
I did see all of your pictures. I was very jealous of your trip to Italy, Kelly.
What was your favorite part?
It was probably going to Florence and seeing this one beautiful bridge at night.
Mmm.
quite romantic.
But yeah, it was very romantic by myself.
Hey, that's all right. I was going to say, don't shortchange that. Self-romance is the most important romance.
I was in Paris, which to me is such a romantic city, on my 25th birthday. And I was standing under the Eiffel Tower and it was sparkling. And I was all by myself. And you know what? I was just fine. And it's a memory I'll never forget.
At all. Because ain't never going to diminish that.
Because exactly. Haven't you ever heard my speech about how you're going to die alone anyway? So you talk to yourself about that.
Oh, Lord. How we go from Florence to the grave.
I'm just saying, trying to make her feel better. That was a little blunt, wasn't it? Kelly, glad you had a good time in Italy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Glad you made it back safe, too.
Yep. Ashley in West Dallas texted in and said she had a friend and their kid come over, and they had a little party with our little family. Oh.
So now I'm a little party.
Carl in Indy said he slept in while Allie and DZ were out, and that was the highlight of his spring break. Okay.
We gave Carl a break, too.
He didn't have to get up every day to listen to us.
He still checked, though, just to make sure.
Let's go to Bella in Kenosha, who I heard a rumor. You saw her over spring break.
Uh-huh. I just may have. Mm-hmm. You know, her and her honey or something like that, but I ain't taking no shine.
Well, I was going to yell at you guys for hanging out without me, but then I saw Bella hit me up and said, do you want to hang out? We're coming to town. I went, oh, my bad, I missed it.
Your fault. What up, Bella?
Bella.
Good morning.
Oh, and Mike's with her.
Oh, big Mike.
He's like, I don't want to be on the radio.
He's like, I'm good, fam. Hey,
too
what up, Mike?
Late,
he's
too
cooling.
Late. What'd you Silence. Do? I heard you two saw each other, Bella.
The mm-hmm. three of us
yes.
saw each other, actually.
I finally went to my first Bucks game.
Wait, Bella, how have you never been to a Bucks game? How old are you?
I'm old enough.
That part.
I should have already been down there. But
I can't believe this was your first Bucks game. What did you think?
Yeah. I thought it was amazing. It's, I don't know if you call it a stadium arena. It's so cool. And like, wow, just everything was like neat. And the Deer District was so cool. And mm-hmm. I got to see Promise and DZ. And
mm-hmm.
One of my friends is in like the cheering section. He like saw me in the wild and came down and visited. So that
That's
was
cool. Bro. So did you get a chance to like walk around the Pfizer Forum and see the different stuff? Because it's kind of like a little museum,
Wait.
If you will, like a Bucks museum kind of.
Had she been to Pfizer? Had
no,
she
never
even
been
to Pfizer.
Not at all.
Oh, Bella.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Gotta get me out more, girl.
Facts, fam.
What's next? An Admirals game? I mean, geez, this girl's gonna get crazy.
Back to the Bradley Center days.
We're getting crazy now.
Now we're getting wild.
Mike in the back, like, nah.
Nah, we're good with the Bucks.
We'll go to another Bucks game.
He was there again last night.
Yup.
Mike went again.
He went to the Pride night game.
Nice. Well, Bella, I'm glad.
He got a cool hat.
I'm glad you finally got to go to Pfizer Forum and a Bucks game and see DZ. That's good stuff.
Big whip.
Oh, yeah. We sat in the section right behind him, and I made a sign for him and Promise.
Aww.
And she brought me trolleys.
The
octopi.
I actually know.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
She brought the homie the trolleys,
Dude.
The sour octopus.
Bella sent me a text, and I lost it. It was the picture of the sour octopus. And I said, I died. If you heard the show the week before last, you get the joke. It's so funny.
If you know, you know. And if you don't,
there's
the Odyssey app.
I just don't want to say it out loud again.
I know, because then I'm going to start cracking up.
Bella.
Bye. Okay, love you. Bye.
She said, no, wait. That was messed up.
You know she's going to text us.
Somebody texted in and said, I filmed my best friend proposing to her girlfriend this weekend. Aww.
That is adorable.
Congratulations. And then Sarah texted in and said, one of my daughters and I went to the Maker's Market at the Milwaukee LGBTQ Center on Saturday. Love talking with the vendors and supporting their endeavors. Very cool.
Very cool. Quite cool.
Nice. All right, let's go to Tony and Racine. Last but not least, Lord. Lord help us.
You did this, okay?
Oh, man. Oh, Lord.
Don't make us regret it, Tony.
Tony.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
I was hoping that he fell off and we were going to just hang up on him
line
anyway.
Line drops.
Shoot.
Line drops.
He was actually there. Dang it.
But he's coming in docile, so I'm curious. What you got?
Why are you so chill?
What's going on?
I'm very chill today. It's Monday. We back at it.
Ah, man, Mondays. Got you.
Did you miss us on spring break, Tony? Don't answer that. What'd you do this weekend?
Are you going to ask him a question and tell him
about it? Because he was going to say no. Okay, Tony.
Touché.
What'd you do this weekend?
I did a lot of stuff, but this most important one is I got to be a Ninja Turtle for a full day on Friday and at an event.
Oh!
By you guys, actually, which was an amazing,
was
fun
it
time.
Another man. Celebrity birthday party?
Nope. It was a mini golf revamped itself. So it's a new owner.
And they had
the celebration of the 35th year anniversary for the first turtle yesterday. So.
Oh, geez.
All right.
Yeah.
Man,
okay.
Niche market, right? Very niche market.
Tony dresses up as these characters for birthday parties. Tony, did you sign an NDA when you did the big birthday party for the big celebrity in Milwaukee recently?
No, I did
Good.
Not. I just,
Great. That's all I needed to know. Bye, Tony. We're going to talk about that on the air when buck season's over.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so what's the problem today? Because I feel like I might be able to help you with this one.
All right.
Just saying.
Well, maybe, possibly, hopefully, mm-hmm. and I think definitely. So, got an issue with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a 1 almost 2-year-old, Danny, mm-hmm. and then a 3 almost 4-year-old, Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
They're very rambunctious.
Yes, they are.
They're, as what we say in Espanol, alborotados.
They're perfect.
They're hyper, man.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, whatever.
So cute.
We took a trip to Louisville mm-hmm. as a family. We've been home for a couple days mm-hmm. as a family.
Yeah.
Well, when we can be, when I'm not working, right?
Yeah.
And then the other day, as I was getting up for my morning before a Bucks game, I hear a fat old thud and my wife go, Sammy! So I flip up out of bed,
uh-huh.
whip the door open
yep.
to see my wife, you know, corralling our 3-year-old into bed for a timeout, into his room for a
yep.
timeout. And it's because he done pushed Danny, our youngest, off of the table.
Oh, granted, Sammy, come on.
It's a coffee table that's maybe 2 and some change off the ground, but he done pushed him clear off the coffee table.
And what did Danny do?
He cried for a half second because of the reaction.
And then got up.
They were fine. My mm-hmm. wife was literally right there, and she said, bro, I turned around for 2 seconds,
yep.
and they were both on the table in that time,
mm-hmm.
and Sammy was pushing Danny because Sammy's in this stage of, no, get away from me. I don't want you around. My toy, my this, whatever.
Everything says he's sick of Danny being in the way.
But they're getting aggressive towards each other, man,
mm-hmm.
and I don't necessarily know if it's how to stop it. It's more of how to curb it, but I'm needing the parental advice on, like,
dude,
how do we make sure he doesn't push him up off the table again.
Do you remember when I came in and did this exact same problem with preteens and you counseled me?
No.
We are literally reversing roles right now. I came in and I said, I don't know how to get them to stop beating each other up. And you go, I'm going to put them in wrestling, or you're going to put them in wrestling.
Oh, I do remember this.
That? And I came in and I said, I'm so sick and tired of the physical fighting, because I grew up with sisters, okay?
Yeah.
There were 3 girls in my house.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying we didn't beat each other up, okay? Just keeping it real, sibling stories. Of course, we got into physical fights. We got into screaming fights.
Mm-hmm.
We got into the slaps and the this and you name girls pulling hair. But
my
guess
wife
what?
And her sisters would say that girls fight more than boys
probably
do. Mm-hmm.
And start more fights, honestly.
I'm going to let you say it, not
honest
me.
To God. You know how many fights I've seen women start that men have had? I'm telling you, dude, 1,000. But the point is this. When I came in and I said, I don't understand the boy energy, and I'm not even trying to be gender specific, because
mm-hmm.
there are obviously men that are not physical and there are women who are not catty,
uh-huh.
because we're feeding into stereotypes here. That being said, these boys, hands on each other all day,
all
every day.
All the
they're
time.
Pushing each other. They're playing footsie. They're leaning against each other and going, get off me.
Press
get off
buttons.
Me. Get off me.
Get off me.
Get off me. And then it's, mom. Nothing's wrong, mom. We're just having fun. Mom. Every 3 seconds. So there is something to be said about boys having to do some kind of physical thing. Because I'd go over to my friends' houses with girls.
Uh-huh.
And try not to be stereotypical.
But they're out there coloring.
Sitting there on their couch, coloring.
Playing with
being
dolls.
Being sweet.
Something.
Backhand each other and then go back to coloring. Boys always wrestling. What is it with the boy energy,
that's
man?
That's not always the case. We know that's not always the case.
I'm not trying to stereotype, but I'm telling you, I don't
in our case in
I
our
don't
cases.
Understand, because as someone who grew up in that girl house, Watching the boy energy, I feel you, and I don't have an answer for you. That was a lot to tell you. I don't have an answer for you.
I thought you was going to hold me down.
No, sorry.
What just happened?
No, you're screwed.
Oh, great.
You're screwed.
Well, because here, listen to this, though. The problem is our kids are a little young, right?
Yeah.
And you know what it is when they're young, because you can't explain why what they're doing is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of repetition. But we can't be sitting there risking either one of them getting
hurt,
because they're sitting there trying to push each other off of stuff or out of the way or into the way.
You're like, oh, they're going to fall and be fine. But then what if the wrong fall one day
Thank
is your
you.
Fear?
And knock on some wood, y'all, because that's always the fear. And as a parent, the random anxiety is real. Big real.
Oh.
But what do I do? Because we're not teaching this little boy how to fight right now, even though one day that's going to become a part of it. We are going to want Taekwondo or something in his life.
Well,
but wrestling isn't in the picture right now.
A text said, time for some jujitsu for the young samurai. Owen and Hudson were 2 and 3 when I put them in Taekwondo.
I think they're a little too young, and I'll explain why. It's because we don't want to necessarily give any basis of aggression before teaching them what it's actually meant for. It's not aggression. It's not violence. It's meant for self-defense.
Mm.
And I think our son is a little too young, and he's been watching Power Rangers recently, and he's in a whole lot of hi-ya, power up, mode, and I'm like, bro, not yet.
Even though I didn't stick with it, it was good for discipline and listening for the boys when they were at that pivotal age.
And I did Taekwondo.
That was a good age.
First degree black belt over here.
Good age for that.
I agree. Martial arts is quite important.
Why don't you just teach them?
I haven't done it in years. I'd be false flagging out here anymore. This knee don't kick no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can't teach them. I want them in it. Martial arts is great. I love doing it as a child. Actually wish I kind of still did it as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't necessarily think it's for me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But there was a certain discipline that it brought to me that I thoroughly enjoyed. It just came later in my life.
Yeah.
I think we got to wait until after 4 for Sammy.
Mm.
And then maybe Danny will kind of, you know, follow along after seeing a few classes.
Because
I remember it being huge in my life when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It actually took me in and was the first time I traveled to another state for a competition.
A real core memory. Okay, what's your advice for DZ on how to get these kids to stop fighting?
Not next year.
They're almost 2 and 4, so they're 1 and 3, they are of a lot of energy. 414, you can text or call this number, by the way, 414-533-1037. It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So basically, your kids are beating each other up, or Sammy's beating up Danny.
Yeah, Danny ain't far behind. My man's just pushing back and starting to smack.
This is such a relatable problem where you hear a boom and a cry and you go in, you don't know who beat up who, and you're trying to figure out who's assaulting who. Oh,
can't do nothing
parenting.
In this, man. I can't fold no blanket in front of y'all or behind y'all because y'all just start fighting.
That's right.
Man.
And then one day when you come in to discipline them, they're going to go, everything's fine.
They're just not old enough for the everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do, mom and dad over here, when we got two little mini boxers over here trying to throw hands?
We're going to talk to you guys next. The phones are ringing. Can't wait.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So the problem is that DZ's got a 1 and a 3-year-old, almost 2 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, what, beating each other up, basically?
Yeah, man. The other day, was it yesterday? We wake up to Sammy having pushed Danny off of our coffee table in the living room, man. Granted, they were okay.
Of course.
It's the point of not okay, man. And I'm not trying to be that dad sitting there going, you're wrong. Spank, spank, spank. Like, I mean, if I got to. I'm going to be honest with you.
Hard.
You do what you got to do.
It's so hard because we're taught different parenting now. You know, it's not like how we got spanked. My kids can't even believe I got spanked. They're like, what? I'm like, oh, I got hit.
Oh, my kids are going to believe
it. Times have changed.
My kids are going to understand it.
So.
Sometimes you need a little pow-pows, man. And I'm not saying we're going to beat our children.
DZ needs advice.
But I need advice on how to stop these little boys from fighting.
Well, Claire's in Menominee Falls, and she's got 2 boys, so let's go to her. Hi, Claire.
Morning.
Good morning.
Are you sane with 2 boys?
No. You know we're not.
I would love to return one, but it is a no-return policy.
You didn't keep your receipt, did you? Me neither.
I get that. I feel that way, too, and mine are 11 and 13.
So I don't understand.
Mine's broken. Oh, God.
We love our children, y'all. Don't y'all twist nothing up.
Most of the time.
99.9.
So what's your advice then for DZ?
Okay. So I have a 5-year, almost 6-year-old, and a 2.5-year-old.
Similar boat.
Yes. So what has helped, you know, the oldest has a toy, the little one wants, and vice versa.
Yep.
We put a 5-minute timer on the toy. You can play for it for 5 minutes, and then the other person gets it. It works.
It does? They go,
yes.
You know
they go,
what?
Okay, your turn. And it's like, perfect.
I do like this idea, because I remember when my boys were little, one of the best pieces of advice that I got was give them a warning for most things so it's not so abrupt. Because when you just pull something abruptly, it's like we can't wrap our head around
it's
it.
A shock.
So when you give them the warning, it's like they're in control. It's like, you have 5 minutes, and then I'm taking that. And they're like, okay, noted.
Then it's bedtime or whatever it is, or then we got to go brush our teeth. Yeah. The giving them a little warning has worked.
Mm-hmm.
What about the random outbursts of violence, like pushing them off the table for no reason?
Well, you're screwed on that. But what were you going to say, Claire?
My oldest does that, and we're trying to do consequences. Like, hey, you had a choice of walking away or pushing.
Mm.
You chose to push. This is your consequence. I'm taking your iPad away for the rest of the night.
Baby jail.
Who's that?
Baby jail.
Do you want to go to real jail one day? This is baby jail.
Flip the crib upside down.
This is assault.
Whoa. How do we get here?
And by doing that for the past week, he goes, Mom, if I do this, I get this. If I do this way, I'm in trouble.
Oh.
Like, so what are you deciding? He goes, I'm going to do this way instead, because I want to be a good boy and not get in trouble.
He's learning about consequences.
And, conflict resolution, too. I like that.
Yep. Okay. And then what my husband and I have been trying to do is we try to devote, like, an hour or two at nighttime to each child. Like, I will take my youngest. My husband will take his oldest and the oldest. We'll do an hour, and then we'll swap.
Got it.
So each child gets a mommy and daddy time.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Like
the single mom doesn't
care.
Oh, how sweet. Anyway, where
Claire
were we?
Said, must be nice, huh?
So anyway, Claire.
Even if it's like, hey, let's sit on mommy's bed and watch a TV show.
Right.
Mommy time.
Oh, I have a lot of those. Trust me.
Come on now. You do what you got to do.
Come here, child. Lay next to mommy. Let's watch a show.
Special time. I feel like all these are good pieces of advice. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you,
for
Claire.
For sure. Thanks, Claire.
Good luck.
Thank you. Same. Bye.
All right. Amy's in Oak Creek, and she says she has 4 boys, and she started laughing when I answered the phone about how to get boys to get along.
Amy, we could just cry on the phone together. You
Girl.
Don't even got to give us advice. It's okay.
Please.
I mean, it's rough. My kids are 14, 11, 10, and 7.
Jeez, that's like Owen and Hudson and add 2 more in, and I'd die.
That 14-year-old better be helped, boy. That man better have a job.
He knows everything, so that's really fun.
Hey, it's helpful, I'm sure.
Now he's 14. Yeah. So when they were little, especially the 2 middle ones, because they are 10 days shy of being a year apart. They're only 355 days apart.
Okay.
Irish twins over here, yeah.
Yep. So using, like, music, like putting music on, trying to distract them. Things like, you're trying to fold a blanket, give them some socks so that they can match socks to see the same. I mean, it's going to be a struggle no matter what you do. And the other thing is, like, my youngest one, he is feral. Like, real feral.
Wild.
He is the hardest one to keep alive because he lacks all impulse control.
So he needs all the child labor, like the socks and then some.
No, he needs a helmet.
Dishwasher. Yeah, he does.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you know, things like, okay, if you're not going to listen, instead of going in the corner when all they want to do is be busy, then it's okay, you're going to clean the windows. And I'll say, we're going to have the cleanest windows on the whole block.
Okay, Karate Kid. This is very,
like,
very...
Wax on, wax off. What's up?
No, and I mean, they just need to understand. And like Allie, like you, I'm also a single mom. So it's very important to emphasize the team aspect of it. Like, we are a team.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do. We don't push our teammate off the couch or off the coffee table.
Oh, that's smart.
Right?
You know what?
We block for each other, not tackle each other.
You know why I love this? Yes. Is because Owen and Hudson receive it really well when I go, family meeting. They get all official. Mm-hmm. They race to the living room.
They put on a tie.
A suit coat. The only time I can get them to listen.
Who's taking the docket?
Honestly. Are you transcribing, Hudson? She gets his Google Chromebook out.
Like, come over here and snuggle with me for 5. A lot of times, especially those little ones, are being real sassy. They're looking for attention.
Make them feel like they're part of it.
It could be positive or negative attention. It doesn't matter.
Heard.
So when my little one gets real sassy, I'll grab him up and I'll hold on to him. And he gets mad.
Fighting it.
You know, right. But then it's like, he'll lay his head down on my chest and he'll sit there. And I'll say, okay, like, I'll, you know, you can go back to real life and being around your brothers once you're nice. Are you going to be nice now? Like,
but you know why he's crazy? Because he's the bottom of four. And there's no time to worry about
him. He's scrapping for his
boy. So she only worries about him when he's in a Mayday situation where he's about to kill somebody. And she picks him up by the collar and goes, come here.
Like Mama Bear grabbing her baby by the scruff going, all right.
Get now over I got here.
Because I do know that they are going to take care of each other. Mm-hmm. We're going to raise them as such. And they're going to be rough and tough. And I do understand. But it's like, as a parent, you're going, come on, bro. I am not teaching you this.
Right. But you're going to have that all the time. So you just have to do your very, very best to try to, like, get through it. And
I can't even get through listening to you with your car dinging in the background, Amy. You're killing me right now. She's still going.
She was reversing. Oh, she was
fair enough. Well, Amy, we appreciate you. Honestly, I don't even know how you had time for this phone call with four boys.
I mean, because she's built like that. She's a single mom with four boys. She's going to be
badass.
I'm driving home from the gym.
And she went to the gym.
And somehow she had something in the oven. I just know it.
Every mom with one kid and nothing to do feels like a loser right now because she went to the gym with four kids and she's a single mom. Please.
Stop flexing on us, Amy. Take the cape off. Got it, Supermom.
Bye.
We appreciate you so much. Have a good day.
Hector in Oak Creek texted and said, the more they bleep around, the more they'll find out.
Man, but I'm not trying to find out either. And I don't want these ER visits. Oh. Not that we've had a lot, knock on wood. But we're going to get there because these little boys is active.
Somebody texted in and said, I have a 5 and a 7-year-old girl, a 7-year-old girl and boy. The violence never stops. It gets worse. Probably true.
Me and my sister were not like this. We're 8 years apart and we didn't have this energy.
Do you remember when Owen and Hudson broke the table, the coffee table, and I kicked them out of the house? Yeah.
The table.
Because they were screwing around playing footsie or whatever. Last but not least, Sue is in Reeseville this morning. And you can text in 414-533-1037. Hi, Sue.
What it do?
Hi.
Good morning. Talk to us.
Sue, what it do? All right,
bail
Sue.
Bail me out, Sue. Help
DZ, because there is no help, but go ahead and try.
Well, first of all, they should stop watching Power Rangers.
But then what am I going to watch?
We're back.
Here we are.
Opening day, ready to go. Allie and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. I almost forgot how to do my job. 1 week off, and this is what happens.
Who are we?
I don't know.
Welcome to the new show.
I got really comfortable sleeping in, even though I got up early anyway.
Sleeping in,
doing
sleeping.
Whatever I wanted.
What was sleep, 7 o'clock?
Maybe.
Maybe, right.
Some days I was up at 5.
Bruh.
And I went, guess I'll have some coffee. But half the spring break, my kids were with me, and half they were not. And
you kicked them out?
I kicked them out. I said, go to your father's and get out and come back on Sunday. And they said, okay.
Bye.
So they did. They went to Louisville, DZ.
Well, we kind of traded, bro, because when we left, they were like leaving for Louisville.
I couldn't believe it. You and Aaron and the family went the first part of the week, and then Owen and Hudson left on like Wednesday. Hudson's on the phone. Pull him up here, Mr. Not wanting to go back.
That's long enough.
Whoa, honey boy. Sorry we were doing our job.
Say one thing. I just had to listen to one of the most chopped versions of That's So True by Gracie Abrams.
Why?
Oh my God.
Why? Was it choppy when you were on hold?
Yeah, did it sound weird on
the music is choppy.
Oh no. Well, quality control. Appreciate you letting us know, sir. Yeah.
Thanks, Hudson. Now this is why you listen on the Odyssey app or the Alexa. Anyway, hi honey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so now that we finally got you on the show, DZ and I are back. Today you go back to school. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, that's
he
a lie.
Said, let's not talk about
that's
it.
That's a lie, but
anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a lie.
DZ,
horrible, actually.
Stop it, bro.
2 more months. You've got 2 more months of fifth grade, bud.
But, and a week. And a week.
2 months and a week, okay.
Boy, counting the days and the minutes, too.
I'm so hyped for summer right now.
Say less. He got the taste, man.
I'm so hyped for summer.
He got the taste, and I know why. Louisville.
This kid, I know you're 11, but tell DZ, I want you guys to compare notes on your Louisville trip, because I don't even know.
So we just kind of got there, and we just sat down and relaxed for, like, the rest of the day, and then we just went to sleep. And then the morning, Kristen, our stepmom.
That's our stepmom. Thank you.
Brought back donuts from around restaurant called Dough Baby, and they were delicious.
By the way, I want every parent to remember what is important when you go on a trip with your family. Not the expensive hotel you pay for, not the tickets you buy, the donuts you bring back to the hotel at 8 a.m., but go on.
Them Dough Baby donuts
that's
are fire, though.
That's the core memory he's going to take away from Louisville, but go on.
The donuts
are good. Everybody who will be going to Louisville, you need to try those donuts.
Not an ad, but it should be.
They are heaven sent.
Did you go there?
He's not wrong. No, we saw them, though, now I regret it.
Okay. All right. My stepmom got them. And then, guess what?
What?
So they had, like, chocolate frosting, and then, so you know how, like, chocolate donuts are, like, frosting, and, like, the rest are, like, the plain donut?
Uh-huh.
Well, on the plain donut area, they put glaze.
This whole thing's about donuts.
Top tier.
So what else did you do in Louisville? Because it's almost time for Am I the Jerk.
I went to Cracker Barrel with my dad.
Okay, Cracker Barrel doesn't count either.
We got those here.
You got those in Kenosha.
What did you guys do that's, like, Louisville?
So, did you go to the Slugger Museum or anything like that?
Museum. There's a ginormous baseball bat. We went on a tour and then we went to the gift shop.
We seen it. We did that too. Did y'all go to the Muhammad Ali Museum?
No.
Oh, what?
Wait, did that exist?
Yeah, that was the... What?
Are you kidding?
What?
Wait, hold on. So Hudson, you went to the Slugger Museum. What else did you do? Anything else in Louisville?
So we were going to go take a cave tour, but the wait was 3 hours.
Oh, you told me you were going there.
My stepmom didn't book it like earlier.
Oh, you told me, Hudson, one of the biggest polls was that there is like the biggest cave, or maybe Owen told me that, in Louisville, of all places, the Mammoth Caves.
Mom, then instead we went to like this like arcade place, and it was like really fun.
Well, I'm glad you drove 7 hours to go
and
to
I gambled
get donuts.
A lot in this Monopoly machine.
Excuse me?
The legal gambling because it was an arcade.
Excuse me? Hudson, all right, goodbye. We have to go now. You wait, because this is our show.
And then
DZ,
we got donuts on Friday again.
Again. Back to the donuts. Okay,
DZ,
full circle.
Did you? What was your favorite thing in Louisville, DZ?
Honestly,
Hudson.
My favorite thing in Louisville might have been the Boom Kitchen Creamery, bruh.
Oh.
They had this shake.
What?
So we stayed right across the bridge from technically outside of Louisville in New Albany in Indiana.
Because Indiana and Kentucky, it's right there.
Right there. So we were like 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. We had three bridges to get over to Louisville.
Yeah.
But right down the street from the B&B where we stayed, there was this place called Boom Kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Next to Boom Kitchen was Boom Kitchen Creamery.
Ah.
Their shakes, specialty shakes, crazy.
You know what? You and Hudson drove all the way to Louisville, and both of you, all you guys have for me is food updates.
Yeah, what
That's
did you want?
It.
What you
Sucks.
Asked what was the best part of Louisville? The food.
For the win.
My boy, Huddy Boy, and I know what's up. Yeah. Yeah. I'll let you later,
All right. Well, then we'll do another recap. But apparently, that was the spring break recap. Food. Good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Hudson, have a great day back at school today. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Peace.
He still says I love you.
Good.
We only have a few months left.
Nah, you better continue to say I love you, youngin.
Oh, DZ, somebody texted in and said we were there. Kentucky Science Museum is the best for kids.
We popped in. We did a few things. We did the museums. We did the art tours. No, we got around and did our thing. But like I said, Danny, our youngest, got sick. So that really curbed the vacation and what we were planning to do as a whole family.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. Louisville, we will be back.
Yeah. You ready for Am I the Jerk?
I don't think so.
After Am I the Jerk, I have a great story about Brewers opening day. I've lived here in the city for 20 years. I learned something new about the Brewers this morning.
Today?
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, our listeners will love this story. I'll tell you after Am I the Jerk, though.
Okay. But we got to get to that now.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
It's a coworker problem. Am I the jerk for not wanting to stay friends with my coworker who's leaving?
What does that mean?
They're quitting. So it says, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? My coworker of 15 years left for another job last week. We weren't best friends, but he was somebody I saw every day for 15 years.
Right.
So we know each other well and know each other's families also.
Mm.
He and his family came to my wedding. They've been to my house for Christmas parties, and I've been to his. That being said, I don't feel like we would have been friends if we didn't work together.
I'd argue that y'all are close, though.
Now that he's leaving, he's been making plans with a lot of us so we can continue to stay in touch or see each other once a month for lunch.
Mm.
Honestly, I don't really care if we continue on with this relationship. It's not that I don't like him, but I'm indifferent.
Mm.
I have a lot of family and friends, and if we aren't working together or seeing each other every day, I have no intention of continuing on with a friendship or relationship. We were work friends. That's it.
I hear that.
Am I the jerk for accidentally blowing off my former coworker who wants to remain friends. Yikes.
Y'all worked together for 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming closely enough to like be inviting each other to kids' birthday parties or whatever.
It'd be like if you and I stopped working together. Like, I would still stay friends with you, though. But we work so closely together, but so do a lot of people.
So do a lot of people.
A lot of people, it's them working in two. Look, we go out here in our sales area. There's two guys there every day, and they sit and talk.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of people that work with them, those two are always talking.
But I will argue and say that our jobs carry a little different energy as far as, like, yeah, we stay close to the people we talk to every single day, mm-hmm. especially when it's on a microphone, bro. Yep. Like, it is me and you, and people think, yes. like, this is glitz and glam, but we are isolated. We are arguably in
you.
A concrete box with two microphones talking to each other with a bunch of computers.
If you left and didn't want to be my friend, I would be hurt.
I'd feel hurt, yes. bro. I'd be like, why?
But there's other people in the building who, if they left after 20 years, I'd be like, see you when I see you.
I'll see you when I see you.
Don't really care, which is why I want to say they're not the jerk, but 15 years of every day you go to someone's house, you have a friendship, you have a relationship, and then you're like, nah, I'm good.
But hear me out.
A
like,
forced friendship.
I've got a number of people that I felt that I've gotten really close to mm-hmm. that I would have never met had I not worked with them.
100% agree.
Right? Now, do I see these people all the time? No. Mm-hmm. Do we talk every day? No.
No.
If we were to make plans, would I try to go out of my way to make it work? It depends on what's going on. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. there's, mm-hmm. we'll call it tears, right? We'll call mm-hmm. it tears. And if you're not blood related to me and not a part of my current day to day,
I don't care.
It has to take a backseat to everything else I have going on. And that's not in any mean spirited way, but that's just me saying, bro, we're busy.
One text says, not the jerk. That's Jen. She texted in. And then a text right above that says, definitely the jerk. Just a coworker, but him and his family were invited to your wedding. Yeah.
That's not just a coworker. I do agree to that.
Yeah, but that's because you see him every day. And you were getting married at the time.
Mm.
And it'd be so awkward to talk about your wedding and not invite them.
I feel that. So were all of these just professional courtesies
yes.
then, rather than establishing genuine friendships?
It appears that
some people are at work and making friends. Some people are at work not to make friends.
I do agree with you, though. There's lots of people you would never come into contact with had you not worked with them. But you could say that for a lot of things. You could say that for school.
Yeah, true.
Jobs.
True.
You know, any kind of activity you're involved in. Like, think about when you and I took improv. We took at comedy sports.
Oh, yeah.
We met the wackiest 10 people you've ever met in your life. And I adored them all in different ways. I never would have met all those people.
And then we saw our teacher out and about one day randomly, and we were like,
Brad, I forgot his name for a second.
What
Brad.
Are you doing?
Right.
Yeah.
So you meet all these interesting people that you surely, like you said, wouldn't have met. But why do you have to be friends with your coworkers? You don't.
But it's not like we're sitting there on the Discord chat that we started going, how's everybody doing? Mm-hmm. What's up, y'all? Checking in, right? I check in with my people, but mm-hmm. I know I don't do a good enough job at checking in with
none
my people.
None of us do.
I'm not great. And honestly, I've got way too many things to respond back to as it is. So when I get home with my two boys, mm-hmm. the last thing on my mind is to respond back to the umpteen whatever number of messages I got mm-hmm. on either social media or inside of my iMessages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to say it, bro. I'm going to get back to it when I get back to it. And if I don't get back to it, you're going to have to hit me up again. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love some of these texts right now. Keep them coming. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls as well. Somebody said, jerk. I have family who has stayed friends with old coworkers. It says they don't go out of their way to stay friends, but connect when possible and make the most of their time. They've been part of family events, personal life events. She's delusional. Delusional Dan. I guess they're trying to give
trying
this
to
person
name
a name. We don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
Delusional
I don't know.
Delusional Dan.
Could be.
He, she, whoever it is, I do agree though. Y'all clearly were more in each other's lives. And this person, coworker that's leaving went, man.
Delusional Dan.
I thought we were cooler than this.
Nope, you're not.
Nah, clearly not.
All right.
That being said, I am saying jerk.
All
that was to say, I'm going to get back to you when I get back to you.
I'm saying not the jerk, but 15 years, if somebody ghosted me after 15 years, I'd be hurt, even though I'm saying not the jerk, because I feel like this was a forced friendship, and I feel like you can do your own thing.
You forced it on yourself. 15 years, mm-hmm. if I don't see you ever, I don't invite you to nothing, bet. Pish, posh, applesauce, man, wash my hands.
Take a hint.
But you came to my wedding. You came to my kids' whatever.
It was a pity invite.
You came to the communion. I had you at my kids' communion.
Again.
We're not friends.
I was mad I had to buy a gift to begin with.
Well, that's true for everybody. But I'm saying jerk, bro.
All right. Is delusional Dan a jerk for not wanting to stay friends with a coworker who's leaving after 15 years? We'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, delusional Dan wants to know if he's a jerk for not wanting to stay friends with a coworker who's leaving after 15 years.
I mean, they work together. They ain't live together. But, y'all invited each other way too much.
Let's go to Christina with the blue hair in Milwaukee. I got to hear what she's going to say. Hi, Christina.
Oh, good morning, y'all.
Good morning. So, tell us, is delusional Dan the jerk?
Dan is not the jerk.
Okay.
I think people are way too sensitive these days. Life is very busy. Just because I see you at work does not mean that I have a day out of every month for the rest of my life to commit to you.
That's real, though.
It's a forced friendship.
I mean, you know, lucky if you get to stay on my Facebook. We can keep up there.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying, life is busy, and I got kids. I got a husband. So seeing you at work is one thing. You're a part of my day-to-day.
Sure.
Not to be rude, but you're not, like, a part of my actual life.
Just
you're
like
a part
I said,
of my work life.
It's a forced friendship, dude. I'm telling you.
Right.
That's the
and
thing.
And the wedding thing, too. If it wasn't a small wedding, then, yeah, that was just, like, a formality. Fair. You know, like... Yeah.
The problem is, sometimes you like somebody. You actually genuinely enjoy them. Like, I genuinely enjoy hanging out with you and Aaron and your family.
That part.
But there's people I don't, right? In the office.
Right.
Like, I'm just keeping it real. That's why I said not the jerk. Like, so I get it if it's somebody if you are not vibing and they think you are, or vice, you know what I mean?
No, thank you. So is it not jerky when one side of the work friendship was going, oh, man, I thought we was vibing. I was going to make you my next kid's godfather.
It probably is.
I mean, even if you are vibing, life is too busy, you know, like... You have to move on. That's just what
she
happens.
Said, get off
and
my Facebook.
Don't be mad at me because you're the one quitting. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you left us, so bye. Okay. See you on Facebook.
Christina, now he's...
She is savage.
I mean,
it's one thing to say I'm busy. It's another to be like, I'm deleting you now. Goodbye.
And I hear you.
Really want to have to make up a lie every month? Like,
no,
oh,
but I will.
Busy.
It's not a lie, but they're trying to end the friendship.
I don't make up a lie every month. I do it every third month, okay? I'm sick. My kid's sick.
Somebody's sick.
Okay, Christina Savage. Goodbye, Christina.
Bye,
we gotta
Christina.
Go.
Sam, bye.
Love, bro. But geez.
She said not the jerk.
Not the jerk, but then consider this, man. Right? You work together 15 years, right? All of a sudden you quit. No, you're not a part of each other's day-to-day, but that doesn't mean you can't be a part of each other's month-to-month, every other month check-in, every couple months check-in. Now, I'm not saying we're going to sit here and have lunch every single time, but what's the big deal of this friend hitting you up? Why are you going, I'm slowly trying to...
Well, they can hit you up.
No, the delusional Dan is going, I'm slowly trying to let them off and not be friends for
Ignore
real, for
them.
Real.
Am I the jerk for blowing them off?
Come on. Yes.
All right. Let's go to Clayton and Lake Mills. Clayton, are you going to go the other way, or do you agree with Christina, not the jerk, for not wanting to stay friends with your coworker who left?
I'm going to do a little flipperoo going on for a Monday. I'm going to say the jerk.
Oh,
son, jerk. Okay.
He's on your side, DZ.
Explain. Yeah, man.
Go on.
All right. Well, there's, like you say, you guys are completely right. There's our work friends, and there's, like, obviously day-to-day friends. There are two different categories.
Totally.
But at the end of the day, though, you see each other every day. You talk about what do you want to talk about, what you don't want to talk about. Well, you listen.
Yeah.
You either pretend to care or care, depending on the person.
Uh-huh.
And you got invited and stuff, so you did a little bit more than work friends because you got invited outside of work.
Yeah,
you know,
when?
Say, oh, I'm busy or I can't make it. But you did a couple of like, Christmas events. You did a little bit more than work friends. So I think that's almost like a slap in the face of, all right.
I remember one time one of our coworkers invited us over to her house. She had a lake house.
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh.
Wait,
you had
I?
Me at boat. You weren't here yet.
Oh,
well,
man.
You were here, but you were in a different department.
I wasn't a part
and
of the
she
crew.
She had me at boat. And I went over and I was like, I would never like hang out with these people if they hadn't invited me over to be on
for
a boat.
A boat.
You see what I mean, though? Like,
true.
This is a forced friendship.
But that's opportunistic when now it's
I was using them. I'm saying I'm a horrible person.
No, stop it. Don't say that. What I'm saying, like, when it's convenient and we're like, oh, that sounds fun. That sounds like something I want to do.
Then I want to hang out with them.
But now all of a sudden it's no longer fun because y'all don't work together. What if they do have a boat? Would you be staying friends with this friend after they leave?
Is that a problem?
Absolutely. I would.
Clayton, y'all get out of here,
okay,
man.
Clayton, he says jerk. He says jerk.
He flips it, man.
Clayton, thank you for calling. Have a great day, Lake Mills.
Later, man. Peace.
All right, Nancy's in Milwaukee. Last but not least, Nancy and Julian, one of our couples that always calls. We haven't heard from you in a minute, Nancy. Come Where on. Have you been?
I was on Beast Games, on Amazon Prime, on YouTube. I couldn't wait to talk to you guys about that. But anyway, that's a different story.
Oh, you're so cute. She's Lord. I've been dying to talk to you guys.
You've been all over the place.
Okay, well, Nancy, you're the tiebreaker.
He is the jerk.
He's the jerk.
When me and Julian got married, we had a bunch of coworkers there. Mm-hmm. It's a friendship you build. Yeah, I get people get busy. And when I left the job and became a stay-at-home mom, like, I still get in contact with my coworkers. Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand life is busy. We have four kids. We get super busy. Even with my super close friends, I see them, like, once every 2 to 3 months.
Maybe, but, right.
Yeah. But the fact that they were in each other's, or in the wedding, and did I hear correctly that they spent some Christmases together?
Well, like, they've been to Christmas parties at each other's houses and all the stuff over the years, obviously.
It's 15
but
years.
It's 15 mm-hmm. years. To me, that I would be so hurt, even if, I mean, you see this person every day, mm-hmm. even if you don't go to lunch once a month like
yeah,
this person.
Yeah, and sometimes when you work with someone, their last day is the best day of your life. Just admit it, dude. It's a forced friendship.
If we being real on it, man.
Just
yeah.
Trying.
Yeah, I hear you. But
okay,
dang.
Fine. Jerk. I'll admit I sound like a jerk. And I would be real offended if somebody didn't want to be my friend after. But that's because we have friends. you know what I mean? Like, right. Work isn't our life always either.
Would I move on? Yeah, sure. Would mm-hmm. it end? Would it end my energy towards friendships?
No.
But I'd go, dang, bro. Mm-hmm. 15 years and all, we just don't talk ever.
You don't even want to hang out. Yeah,
that would be so sad for me.
I know. Well, not everybody's as fun as us, though, Nancy.
Fair.
You included, Nancy.
You included, Nancy. Shout out Julia, too, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling. It's Jerk. Bye. She was so cute. She got on the phone. She's like, I got so much to tell you.
What?
Where have you been?
I've been doing so much. Where y'all been? No. Let's
all
get
right.
to it.
It's a jerk for not wanting to stay friends with a coworker who's leaving. I don't like the forced friendship, but I'll allow it today because we're not the ones who decide.
I think it hurts my ears because when you say forced, it makes it feel like you're reluctant to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're reluctant to be friends. It's just the reluctancy to keep a connection. I don't know what's holding people back sometimes, but I understand that life is busy. Mm-hmm. If you can't make it work, you can't make it work. Mm-hmm. But ignoring somebody that wants to just at least check in with you, bogus.
Bree from Racine texted in and said, come on now, Allie. What if DZ did that to you? Yeah, I already said I'd be angry.
Oh, yeah, big mad.
They said totally the jerk.
She'd come and steal something from me, bro. My ladder or something.
I wouldn't let him stop being friends with me. I just show up.
She knows where I live.
I'd be like, hello. Oh, you thought this was ending? Sorry.
I would have to move and change my number. And she'll still find me.
And I'll find you because I'll call Aaron. All right. Anyway, it's jerk today. It's jerk. Okay. It's a big day in Milwaukee because it's opening day.
It is.
The Brewers are playing today in Milwaukee.
The
Royals. I have a funny, funny, random story about the Brewers that a lot of you might not know coming up. But first, we need to give away tickets because we usually do this after Am I the Jerk?
We got tickets.
Jim Gaffigan is coming to town.
Funny man, mm-hmm. Mr. Hot Pocket.
He's going to be at the Riverside Theater April 13th. By the way, today's the last day of March, everybody.
You could say it. April 13th is basically tomorrow.
And 13 days. I cannot believe March is done.
Bruh.
April 13th at Riverside Theater, we're sending you and a friend, 414-533-1037. We're going to take caller 23 today. 23.
I like it.
Yes. Good luck. You're going to see Jim Gaffigan, Kiss FM. Alexis in Muskego, our first day back from spring break. Hey, Alexis.
Good morning, buenos dias.
Hi.
Hi. Did you miss us last week on spring break? You better answer it, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yes. Woo! Yeah, didn't even notice y'all were gone. Yes, we missed you so much.
Well, some people might not have noticed we were gone, which is fine.
I'm okay with that.
But some did and hit me up.
A lot of people did because they were like, where y'all at,
They were like, why is Am I the Jerk of Replay today?
Quit playing with us,
y'all.
And
I was like, oh, you really are loyal.
Can we not
Thank
chill?
Thank you.
Can we not chill?
I don't think we can, actually. Anyway, Alexis, you're caller 23. You're going to see Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I've never won anything before.
Look at you. Stop lying. Don't cap for the people. You won today.
Today's your day. Congratulations. You. What are you doing, Alexis, in Muskego? What are you doing?
To work now.
We're asked.
Yeah, where do you work?
Yeah, I work. I'm an attorney. I work in Elkhorn.
She's an attorney.
We got some questions for you.
What kind of attorney? What kind of law do you do?
I do corporate law and estate planning.
We need you. We need you on a retainer. What's the cost?
Don't answer that because we're broke.
She said y'all can't afford me. And she's probably right.
All right, Alexis, you're going to see Jim Gaffigan at Riverside Theater. Congratulations. Somebody's going to be in touch, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Congrats. Bye.
Aww.
That's cool.
I love it when we have first-time winners.
And an attorney, too?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she can't be that serious.
She's smarty pants over there.
Look at her. You're changing the narrative on what you think a lawyer's like. They like comedy, too.
See? Just not my sister, because she's a lawyer, and she's not very funny. I'm just saying. But I've known a few funny lawyers.
And maybe you and your sister are still...
But it's not my sister, you guys.
Maybe y'all are still arguing, and
that's why
you said that.
She's not that serious. Okay. Or she's not that fun. She's very serious. Okay, so today is opening day in Milwaukee. Transition! I talk to my sister once in a while. I just don't like her, DZ. Leave it alone, okay?
Y'all love each other. Y'all don't like each other.
Correct. That part. Jenny.
Sisters.
Yep. So, DZ, today is opening day in Milwaukee.
That's right.
Shout out to everyone who's going to the game.
I know people are already there. Home opener, baby.
They sure are. They get ready. I mean, I have so many good memories from opening days in this city.
You know, I've never been to an opening day.
I'm not
going to cap to nobody.
Have you been kicked into the ballpark like me?
Or kicked out? No.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't know
you've never been to opening day in Milwaukee.
I've been to a lot of baseball games.
Yeah.
Right? Never been to an opening day in Milwaukee or any other city. I've never been to like day one game of anything besides a basketball game.
Opening day's got a mind of its own, okay?
Yeah, it really does.
And that's what I love about this city. Have you ever seen, I know you grew up in Gurnee, so you were a Cubs fan. Whatever. Have you ever seen Front Row Amy, though? Okay, so she sits right behind home plate.
You were mentioning her like I was supposed to know who this was, and I felt bad that I didn't.
I was kind of surprised you didn't know who she was, because she sits behind the home plate at every Brewers game, okay? At AmFam Field. Only at AmFam Field. Not like, I don't know about traveling, but this woman became kind of a famous fan for the Brewers, because at every game she's behind home plate, and since they're on TV, you can always see her on TV, right?
She's like an influencer?
And then she's cute. She's got big boobs. I'm just keeping it real. And so men were like, look at her. And then they found out her name was Amy. So they named her Front Row Amy. And all the sports guys in the city were like, look at this hot chicken, Front Row. So anyway, she is this kind of Brewers fan that has one single season ticket, DZ.
Just for herself. Okay.
And I learned something interesting about her this morning. Because you know we have the Bobblehead Museum in Milwaukee.
The Bobblehead Museum. Okay.
Downtown, which I've been to. Have you been to the Bobblehead Museum downtown?
We haven't made it to the Bobblehead Museum yet, bro. You can't. That's another problem. How many times I've said we need to go to the Bobblehead Museum? We need to go to the Bobblehead Museum.
It's so easy.
We live in Bayview. We're not far.
You could literally drive 30 seconds and be there.
Thank you.
It's right in Walker's Point-ish. Okay.
Sometimes we miss the closest opportunities. So another story, another fight.
I'll take you to the Bobblehead Museum sometime. But listen to this. Front Row Amy. Did you Google her now?
I Googled her, but I'm seeing a dude.
Okay. Well, that's not her, but she's dark haired. Anyway, I learned something interesting about her. So the Bobblehead Museum made her own bobblehead for opening day, which again, I know you're going, how is this? What does this have to do with baseball? Just hear me out. Okay.
How have I never seen this lady
before? I don't know, because I just thought if you've actually watched a game, you see her behind, but maybe you don't have friends who are gross and objectify her.
Like, no, I got gross friends for sure, but like, it's like, I guess they're just not a part of my day to day. Like, no, I genuinely don't have any clue who that is. I've never seen her.
Okay. Okay, fine. So well, now you know Front Row Amy is this woman who has, get this, one season ticket. So I started thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
She went and bought one season ticket by herself, which is already impressive.
Good for you.
Because I don't think I would buy season tickets to anything without a pair.
I'm coming with a friend. Right. At least.
So I thought, no way would I buy one single ticket.
Yeah.
But she buys it, and I've learned more about her today. So for 15 seasons, I thought it had been my whole time in Milwaukee. No, for 15 seasons, she's been sitting behind the front row, but that's not how it started. Okay. WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee, had to do some house cleaning.
So how did it start?
She started in like the fifth row. And that was how she had season tickets, or in that fourth or fifth row.
Oh, and then every year,
she got one in the front row right behind home plate. But here's the best part. She lives in Oshkosh. I didn't know any of this.
She's not even in Milwaukee?
She drives from Oshkosh to sit by herself at every... She wasn't even a baseball fan when she went to her first game. So I was reading this morning. I go, hold on.
So
I thought this woman was like the biggest baseball fan in America. No, she wasn't even a Brewers fan when she went to her first game. She went, sat in the fourth or fifth row.
Got noticed.
Moved her seats up to the first. Really got noticed. And now has become this like famous Brewers fan who is obsessed with the Brewers now.
Can I ask
from
kind of
no fan to huge fan?
Can I ask a dumb question?
I wouldn't drive from Oshkosh either.
I already know the answer to
what
is she recognizable because
she's pretty
and because she maybe has voluptuous attributes.
No, I'm saying like I hate saying that as a woman because it
I
sounds
hate saying
so,
it as a
but
man.
But that's totally what started everyone being like all the guys being like check her out. What I found more interesting.
She looks like a normal girl.
She looks like a normal, like average girl, like one of our Wisconsin. We'd all be friends with her.
And you know how sometimes you see people in the world and you're like, whoa, they carry like aura.
You know,
some people look at us and like they carry aura. No, it's not. I don't feel any aura.
Nothing.
Bonus in any direction. I'm just going. Y'all are gassed about this. No disrespect to Miss Amy. She seems like a very nice, normal individual. To where I'd go, yes, you're one of my neighbors. Like
100%.
Can I get a bobblehead?
They said...
Because what's going on? Did I see that correct?
Where's an Allie and DZ bobblehead? This girl's looking for some attention. See, I would have said the same thing, but now that I know she drives from Oshkosh for almost 80 games...
That's a lot.
Sits alone, takes... Oh, by the way, did I mention she has a notebook and takes notes and scores, by the way, the whole time? Did you know that
She's a legit baseball fan, though.
Core. But to imagine that she started coming to a game for fun 15 years ago and decided she now is taking score in the front row. What? I just found that interesting. I had no idea she drove from Oshkosh. I had no idea she had evolved into a Brewers fan. I really thought she was just a huge Brewers fan obsessed with the Brewers.
Would you ever buy season tickets or like a membership to anything alone? To do alone?
No.
No.
Would you?
I'd have to.
You would buy season tickets alone?
I would buy season tickets alone.
No way.
My wife doesn't necessarily enjoy going to loud events as is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So say a concert. If there was like a concert season ticket, a pass for like the rave.
Sure.
I'd get one just for me. And then when my wife wanted to come, we'd just buy her ticket. Because I'm going to want to go to 90% more shows than she's ever going to want to go to. I could see how, you know, with a partner or whatever, and if she's single, that's a whole other story. But I could see how somebody would be interested in going to a place alone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a sporting event, you usually have more fun with friends.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And anything you do, normally have fun with friends. But we got to love and normalize going anywhere alone.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could do this. I thought she was crazy. I thought she was crazy for doing the single season ticket thing. But
I do.
I think this is kind of genius.
So we're talking about the Brewers opening day today in Milwaukee and how this Brewers fan, a lot of you know her, Front Row Amy, I was saying I had no idea that she was not a Brewers fan when she started sitting in the front row and drives from Oshkosh for 80 games. That's impressive.
That's wild.
You guys need to leave her alone and talk about her passion for sports, okay? Would you buy a single...
Thank you.
Would you buy a single ticket, though? Would you? DZ says he would. I said I would not. Somebody said we all have gym memberships. That's different. You don't go sit down at a seat and watch a game for 2 hours. I would never. I would love Bucks season tickets, but I would have to do it with a friend. I would love Brewer season's tickets. Would have to do it with a friend. I don't think I could do it alone.
Well, and think about the, like, you know, we go to Princeton Club alone, sure, but
it's different.
You know, we're also bringing our kids, though. We're not going
and
alone.
Wearing headphones. It's not the same.
Well, my little sister, I'll dime her out. She got the upscale, the platinum Planet Fitness membership or whatever, so that she could bring a friend for free. So she didn't have to work out alone. People hate to do stuff alone.
I didn't know that was a thing.
People hate to do things alone.
And the fact when people do it alone, we're all so impressed. We're like, wow.
I respect it so much, and I think we got to normalize it. I'd love a season ticket or pass to whatever.
All right.
Yeah?
414-533-1037. The question is, would you ever buy a season ticket alone? Which got it, because it got us thinking about it, because we're talking about, you know, this Brewers fan on opening day, and I just could not buy one season ticket. And I would love to talk to somebody at the Bucks or the Brewers who could tell us how many single season tickets they sell. I would love to know that number.
I can hit some people up.
I was going to say, you should ask somebody at the Bucks.
Well,
I would love to know.
The answer won't come today, but you know, I can hit some people up. This would be a refresh recheck.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Might find out. Somebody said she's not alone. She's probably friends with everyone.
Well, I mean, everyone thinks they're friends with her.
Mm-hmm. All right. 414-533-1037. Would you buy one single season ticket?
You trying to be front row, Amy?
Maybe. Giving me hope, DZ. You're giving me hope.
Got you.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I haven't said buenos dias in a whole week.
I don't think I've said buenos dias at all.
Come on.
No, I speak Spanish a lot.
Yes, y'all, you have.
Come on, man.
All right, so we're talking about, it started with Brewers opening day today in Milwaukee, and I see the line at Miller Park. What a dreary couple of days we've had. You know, this weather is not making me happy.
When was the last time you remember a beautiful opening day? It's always like this, man.
It's either like snow or wonky outside. Yeah.
That roof is never retracted, I'll tell you that.
Well, I was talking about how front row Amy at the Brewers, she sits right behind home plate. I had no idea she has one single season ticket and drives from Oshkosh, and I was just blown away. I'm like, every game you drive from Oshkosh and then you sit alone?
I respect.
Aren't you lonely?
That she had gotten recognized. I don't respect why she's gotten recognized, because she's actually a baseball
fan. It's because dudes saw her behind home plate and went, look at that hot chick, and then it became a thing. But then the fact that she consistently showed up is why she's gotten so much attention, and that she takes notes with a notebook every, she keeps score.
She keeps score, detailed score
we
at that,
evolved
bro.
Evolved into apps, and she kept a notebook.
I was just curious as to like what really brought it on as to why she's front row Amy.
We should have her on maybe and ask her.
Well, we could try.
Can't be that hard to find her.
She could call us from the app, bro.
I know where she's sitting.
Front row.
Let's go to Natalie in Pewaukee. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
So we're just talking about how wild it would be to buy one single season ticket. Would you do it alone?
Absolutely. I don't have to worry if anybody else is having a good time. I'm there by myself. Mm.
Come and go as you please. Get there when you want.
Come and go as you please.
You have to be a real sports fan. Like, I'm there for the socialization, which is why this just does not work for me.
That's why it's different.
Yeah.
That's why it's different. Mm-hmm. You're there for the socialization of it. I could genuinely go there and not talk to a single soul and just watch the game.
Even if you sent me to a concert with one of my favorite artists, I still need somebody with me. I don't want to be alone.
I hear you, man, but I don't. I don't need that. I didn't realize that's what it was. It's the socialization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with just being around people. I don't necessarily have to talk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You like to talk.
I like to. I'm there to this is why I get kicked into AmFam Field.
Because you tailgate
too long.
They're
like, Allie, stop tailgating. I'm like, but I'm having a good time.
Have a good time inside.
Well, I feel like at a Brewers game, you know, it can be a long game, so I can understand why not people to talk to.
They sped it up. They sped it up.
Yeah, fair.
Which was one of the best additions they added to baseball was speeding it up.
I don't like it, but whatever.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't like it?
It takes a little bit of the game away from me,
oh,
but it's okay.
Okay.
It speeds it up. It speeds it up, and we needed it.
Natalie, you and DZ are buying season tickets alone, though.
We are.
There you go.
I'm proud of you guys.
Hey, we're not talking at all, Natalie.
Nope.
No,
goodbye.
We're going to sit there just stone cold, Steve Austin.
Silent. Oh, definitely smashing two beers for sure.
Thanks for calling, Natalie.
Bye.
Sam's in Racine. She said that her partner's about to go on vacation alone.
Ooh, a solo vacay?
I know some people that do this. It's not for me, but I know people that do it.
Is it work-related, though?
Well, it is not work-related.
Oh.
She takes a vacation every year by herself for her birthday.
She can't stand you.
Yeah, she hates you.
She Jokes. I wouldn't leave you for my birthday if I liked you.
This is a yearly thing, though.
This is a yearly thing. Wow. She plans like a 3 or 4 day trip at least and goes every year by herself.
Does she have an affair? What is she doing?
Stop it, bro.
What is she doing alone?
Where does she go? Where is she going?
So this year she's going to Seattle.
Cool. Oh, I was wondering, like, what are the cities? Like, where'd she go last year?
Last year she went to Minnesota.
Okay.
Does she know people in these cities, or she's just kind of throwing a dart and going, meh, ain't been there yet?
So we've been to Seattle before, and she loved it.
Okay.
She lived out in the area for a little while, for a few months working, and so she just wants to go back, and she has a friend in Oregon who's going to meet her for a couple days, but the rest of the trip is solo.
Man, so she just leaves you? Y'all got kids, pets? Mm-hmm. What's the situation? Just y'all two?
It's just the two of us, so she takes a trip, and then I'll probably take a trip in a couple months on my own and go camping for a couple days.
That's lit, dog.
You guys are wild.
I enjoy this.
I get the point where I'm like, I want my partner, if I have one, to share it with me, the experience. I'm like, don't you want to come see it with me?
Yeah.
Well, we do that too. So we have a trip in Colorado later this year.
And I think it's huge because it's not about like spending time away from your partner, but you do hit that point where you're like, oh yeah, I want to see my baby again, right? Mm-hmm. But it's nice to also have your time to just like rewire your brain into your own thoughts, because you spend so much time together with somebody, mm-hmm. it's inevitable that y'all start to just like cross brain lengths and waves, and you're going, you start to take each other's vernacular, and then you're like, wait, is that my thought or your thought?
Oh, you stop growing as an individual. I get that.
And if you can't necessarily do that and attach yourself to do that, some people taking a trip is really vital to be able to reground yourself with yourself.
Interesting.
Oh, that's huge. I
like
that.
I do get that, DZ. I like what you said. You might be right. Get to know yourself.
I think Sam's
got it figured out. All right, Sam, thank you for sharing that. Tell your partner I'm impressed.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. You have a wonderful day. She couldn't get on the phone. She had an appointment.
Oh, that's okay. Tell her we said safe travels. We love y'all back.
Bye. Right. Listen to this text. You can always text in at 414-533-1037. I love this text. It says, this is for the Packers, but same idea. My dad's friend put his name in for 2 single tickets for the Packers season tickets, so when they go, they don't sit next to each other so that they don't party. They still have a great time. So they go up together. They're in one row behind each other. It's easier to get season tickets right away when you choose single tickets. What? And they said, I'm a very independent person, but I do love being social. I agree with you, Allie. They literally buy 2 tickets in different areas so they don't get drunk together.
They said, we actually want to watch the game and we don't want to socialize.
Boring.
Allie said, nope.
Boring.
Yo, that is funny.
No,
say no. We're going to pull up together and leave together, but don't sit next to me.
No.
Don't talk to me when the game is on.
By the way, go Brewers. That's all I got to say. Happy opening day. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Huepa.
Buenos dias.
Big buenos dias.
Ah, well, DZ, I have officially worn out spring break. I have nothing left to do. I have nothing left to watch.
Okay.
I have done everything I could possibly do, and now we're back. DZ and I were off last week for spring break, by the way.
We were. We had to spend some time away. We needed it.
You went to Louisville.
Yeah.
I stayed in Milwaukee. My kids weirdly went to Louisville as well.
Yeah.
And you guys were there at different times.
Randomly.
Random that you both ended up in the same city. Is this the new hotspot for spring break this year, Louisville? I mean, is this what we're looking for? New spring break places?
I met a lot of people from Milwaukee.
Really?
So when we were at the Louisville Slugger Museum,
my first question. What's in Louisville? Let's start at the top, because when the boys said they were going with their dad and stepmom, I was like, Louisville? And then you said, we're going to Louisville. I go, what is going on in Louisville?
I think what it is.
What is it? What's the pull?
It's a close drive, right? For people that want to drive.
One day.
Quick little 6-hour whip, right? Skirt, skirt. Nice. So it's a nice turnaround trip.
Because if you go to Florida, you got to spend the night somewhere usually, unless you drive all night.
Unless you're switching up and then somebody in the car is sleeping so this is a one day. It's a one day.
Okay.
One person can make the drive, right? Like I drove the whole way down.
Sure.
No problems. Happy.
And then what's there that you go for?
So there's a few different things. They've got a plethora of museums.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually got a beautiful art community, right?
Oh, okay.
There is a giant statue of David, golden, outside of one of the art museums in downtown Louisville, right next down the street from the Louisville Slugger Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And then, not to mention,
They've got a Muhammad Ali Museum. They've got...
Is he from Louisville?
I mean, check it out.
He must be. How random. Okay, go on.
They've got Jack Harlow memorabilia all over the place. He's from Kentucky.
Oh, they're one star.
So, yeah, they love on him, man. Not to mention, they also have Churchill Downs, the Derby.
Yeah.
The horses.
Is the Derby in Louisville?
It's right around the corner.
I've been to Derby parties. It's on the hat.
Quote unquote Louisville.
I guess I never thought about where the Derby actually was.
I ain't gonna lie to you, it's in the hood. It is. Churchill Downs is in the hood.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
The irony.
Like, you look across the street and you're like, Churchill Downs. And then you look the other way and you're like, is that MLK Drive? That's cool.
Interesting.
No, but it was lit. We did the Derby. We did the Speed Museum. So it took a nice little tour of the campus of Louisville because that's a huge part of the university. And there's ties between Louisville and Milwaukee with Junior Bridgman, who just recently passed and all that. So it's Milwaukee and Louisville actually have a connection.
And it says here Muhammad Ali is from Louisville. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a native. He's buried there and everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes more sense. I did not know.
And we didn't even get the chance to get through everything that we kind of saw wanted to experience. The 4th Street or whatever that you sent me?
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who recommended that you and the wife take a night off and go to some street thing.
It's like 4th Street Live, I believe, is what it was called.
And
it's
like an open air.
Think of like the Milwaukee Night Market, but they actually built a place for it.
Fun.
That's got like covered deck. Imagine if the Milwaukee Night Market and the Deer District covered side of the patio had a baby. And that's what 4th Street Live was.
Okay, well, I felt like we switched lives because normally I get out of town quicker than I can blink. Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to catch a flight. Flights, not feelings.
I see you.
You know me. So being home for the whole week was a little strange.
What'd you do at home?
Nothing. That's the damn problem. And I had FOMO the whole week of everyone on vacation for spring break. I was like, yo. And so you went to Louisville. Mm-hmm. My kids went to Louisville. Mm-hmm. And I was watching people. I had a ton of friends in Florida. I feel like Florida is the obvious.
Obvious. Usually.
Everybody goes to Florida.
A lot of people have been doing Cali, I've seen. Doing the Cali thing.
I love going. Yeah, California. I want to know the most random spring break trips because, I'm sorry, Louisville is added to my list now because I didn't even to me it's like going to St. Louis.
That's kind of what it felt like.
But at least St. Louis has a baseball team. Like growing up near St. Louis, I know it has the Arch. Other than that, I'm like, now what?
What else? I mean, they got barbecue, but it's very similar energy.
Go to Memphis for that.
And you could go anywhere, but that's one of the cities. Like, I want to check out some of those cities. Memphis is on the list too. Another drivable one. We drove to Louisville. We drove to St. Louis last year for spring break.
That's right. Was that spring break last year that you went to St. Louis?
Yes, it was.
A lot of people go to the Dells. I want more random spring break destinations like this one, like Louisville. Even though ours is over, maybe we'll go this summer.
Who's going to La Crosse for spring break?
Nobody. 414-533-1037. Ashley from West Dallas texted in, because you can text or call that number. She said, a few years back, we went to Louisville and saw the Muhammad Ali Museum. Oh, somebody texted in Gatlinburg. That's a great one. You know why?
Why?
It's in the middle of the Smoky Mountains. It's drivable in Tennessee, and it's beautiful because of the mountains. So you can drive down, much like Louisville, and go to the Smoky Mountains and have a great trip in the mountains. Ooh. Do a lot. Gatlinburg's a good one.
Yeah, I gotta put Gatlinburg.
It's not cheap. Because I want one of these hidden gems like you went to Louisville when it started getting big.
But the hidden gem is that you don't stay in Louisville because stuff was expensive. We stayed just outside in New Albany.
Smart.
So that's my pro tip as far as like what's the random one-off that we technically didn't go to Louisville.
Stay outside.
We partied in Louisville, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we stayed outside the city.
That's like Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to Vegas, hopefully you can get a rental or something and stay right in one of the burbs and just drive downtown or take an Uber for like 5 minutes and save tons of money.
Save tons of money. Bruh.
Oh, somebody said I went to Toronto for spring break. Now there's a random city I would never think about going.
My mom said Niagara Falls. She was like, the next trip, we should go to Niagara Falls.
My parents went there on their honeymoon. So to me, it's very like 1975.
Thank you. That to me is a little random. That's like the Yellowstones. Now I'm not saying I don't want to do it, but that's random to go hit on a vacation.
Oh, excuse me, whoever texted in, guys, it's pronounced Louisville.
Oh, my bad, Louisville.
Whatever.
Louisville. It is Louisville.
Somebody said we went to St. Louis last year for spring break for motocross races. Okay.
Guys, it's pronounced the Lou.
All right, 414-533-1037. What are your best kept spring break destination cities? Let's go. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. We were off last week for spring break, and I got to tell you, DZ, good morning, by the way.
Buenos dias.
I was going through our voice messages, because you can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. They're hysterical. We'll play some of those tomorrow on the show, because I got to pull these. People just send us messages last week. They're really funny. We got some today. It's all on our free Odyssey app, AUDACY. And by the way, before we get to the callers, we are now giving away a trip to see SZA and Kendrick Lamar in concert in LA at the end of May by listening to the Odyssey app.
Little SZA Kendrick LA flyaway. Some schlight.
So if you're listening to us, you might as well listen on the Odyssey app, because you'll then get entered to win that trip to LA.
Double entry. Because you could win them tickets and also win other stuff too.
Wow. But we're not talking about LA though. We're talking about the surprising places people go for their spring break trips.
LA is not surprising.
No. Chris is in Greenfield though. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Were you on spring break last week like us?
Yep, I was.
And where'd you guys go?
Me and the family actually took a trip to the Mall of America.
Bruh, did I not say that was going to be our original trip?
That was the backup.
What was the weather like out there? Because I'll tell you why we switched. We went and thought, all right, we're going to go to Minnesota, and it's about to be the same exact weather we're going to get in Milwaukee.
I remember the day you looked at me and you go, we had a change of plans. We thought, why are we going north in March?
To go spend money at a mall.
But I digress.
But digressing.
Yeah, Chris, how was it?
What was the word? How was it?
Mm-hmm. No, my wife was kind of on the same thing. She was like pre-looking at the weather. Why weeks in advance, he was like trying to see how it was going to be. But
whose idea was this?
I'd say it was just about sweater weather, but considering we were inside, I mean, we had our time. Inside,
do what you do. So.
That's
yeah.
the thing. You're not outside at the Mall of America. I you're mean, inside
they,
the whole
they
time.
Have, they have the roller coasters. It's like an amusement park in there. They have the aquarium. They have hundreds of stores.
It's
like,
crazy.
It's literally endless
you know
things
what?
To do.
Chris,
I like that.
I've been there with the boys, my boys, when they were little, because my ex, his sister lived up there. So when I was married, we would go up there to see family. Visit. We would take the kids to the Mall of America all the time. And I was shocked. Like, we would go in maybe the summer. It was dead. And I was like, this is awesome.
Because everybody's doing other stuff.
Yeah.
Spring break was definitely the time. It was
busy.
It was crowded.
I bet.
Kids got time on the roller coasters. Had our time in the aquarium.
It's a quick trip, though.
Also went to see the zoo. Had a great time.
So y'all got around the little Minnesota, Minneapolis area.
But it wasn't as awesome as the Milwaukee County Zoo, though.
Boom.
I said what I said.
Nothing beats the 414.
There you go, Chris. That part.
Well, I like it. You said Minnesota Mall of America. That's a good spring break destination that you can get to easily. Thanks, Chris.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you too, man. And it is random because you're like, it's kind of just like Milwaukee. It's at least still a different city.
Well, you went to Louisville, which is why I said, give us some of your random places. Somebody said they went to Branson, Missouri. I thought old people went to Branson, like my parents.
What's in Branson? You know what? Don't answer that.
Love your show. Longtime listener, first time caller. We just got back from Branson. We have three little girls, 17, 15, 11. It was a great trip. Well, they had fun, whatever they did.
And with Airbnb, stuff like that, like for example, our house in Louisville had a dang tree house in our backyard. The boys could have just played in the backyard and not know nothing different the whole weekend, right? So it is cool. You could just go somewhere to go somewhere.
Megan texted in and said, we went to Cleveland for spring break. These are some of the most random cities you guys are throwing out, because I've been to Cleveland, and boy, I went there for a baseball game in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I left.
I'm not looking to be disrespectful, but why?
You might as well be in Milwaukee. She said, but hold on, hear her out. She said, we went to Cleveland for spring break, majorly underrated Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Great Lakes Science Center, Aquarium, A Christmas Story House, great restaurants on Lake Erie, etc. Megan, I felt like it was a similar Milwaukee.
But smaller.
But we're cooler. That's all.
Oh, 1,000%. Right. Ain't no argument there.
Let's go to Lisa in West Dallas. We're talking about random spring break destinations. Allie from Brookfield texted in. She went to work.
The random is the destinations right there, boy. I'll tell you
can't
what.
Can't win them all. Courtney in Milwaukee said Myrtle Beach was theirs. It was so fun. So many things.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To do with the kids. Super long drive, though. Myrtle Beach looks fun.
It's like a Florida-type drive.
Where I haven't been since I was little.
Never been, actually, which we want to. We will one day.
Hold on, Lisa. Somebody texted in they went to Disneyland in Hong Kong. Well, aren't you fancy?
All right, flex. Flex on us?
Well, I was in New Berlin. Okay. Anyway, Lisa, what?
Dang. Quick little turnaround trip, I see.
Well, what's your spring break destination?
Top that, Lisa.
Yeah.
I was in Prairie du Chien, well, for work, but and fun. You know, I made the best of it. But honestly, Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, let me tell you.
Hold on, where?
Where, what, huh?
Can you use that in a sentence?
I almost pressed a dumb button on you, Lisa. I was like, yeah, you can't be saying that on air. What you mean?
Hold on. Prairie du Chien?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Right where the Mississippi River is. So I went up to Wyalusing State Park, and then I went across to the other side to Pikes Peak on the Iowa side. And those views over that valley are just amazing. So many eagles. There's antique stores. It's just supper clubs. It's amazing.
Antique stores and supper clubs. You selling us on this?
Hold on. It's all the way on the west side of the state. I got to go past Madison.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She said it's by the river.
It's only 3 hours. It's gorgeous. It's like a whole new world over there, I'm telling you.
You said only 3 hours?
Yeah.
No, the other side of the state.
Three and a half.
That's not bad. I was thinking in my head, it's got to be further than that because I was driving more diagonal in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you're driving straight west.
That whole Driftless region over there is gorgeous. Totally underrated.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out whatever Duchesne.
Hold on, though. Lisa, I don't know if you remember this. Remember when I dated the trout fisherman? He took me.
Oh, yeah. That's trout season. I'm going there in about a month to go trout fishing.
He drove me all the way on the other side of Madison. I thought he was going to kill me. And then I went, oh, he's not going to kill me. We're okay.
Oh, we're going fishing for real.
And I was like, oh, we're really spending the day fishing, all day. And I remember the time being like, I don't want to give you all day, but okay, I'll give you all day.
Allie thought she wasn't making it back home.
I'm telling you, when he drove all the way to the other side of the state, I went, where are we going?
And what are we doing?
I don't know you like that, but I had a great time.
Let me send somebody my location.
And it's beautiful. She's right. So there's parts of the state that surprise me.
Prairie du Chien. Sounds good.
Whatever.
There's also a casino riverboat there for the adults. Not a lot for kids, but it's definitely a cute area.
Well, we knew. Bleep them kids anyway. Who asked about them anyway?
Hey, we got kicked out of a restaurant in Louisville, too, because of the kids. For real.
No, for real.
That's a story for another time, y'all.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we got kicked out of a restaurant in Louisville.
Maybe tomorrow.